Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. So glad that each and every one of you are here today with us on the program. We consider it an honor that you actually tune in and listen to what we have to say about the Lord and about life. And we're just excited that each and every one of you are here with us. We like to do the program with a special guest each time. And my special guest today is my wife, Lisa.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, so it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday. It's actually your birthday today.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're already 33.
I know. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, she's actually a little bit older than that, but we're not going to say. But just, you know, what a better way to spend your birthday than being on the radio with me.
What a blessing that is.
Yeah, I see the sarcasm. No, I'm just kidding. But we're just glad each and every one of you are here again. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that you brought up this week. And we were running it around talking about it a little bit. But it's called the Great Exchange.
Yeah, I was just driving in my car.
What do you mean by that?
I was just driving my car and I started thinking of that song, I've traded my sickness, I've traded my shame.
That's a good song.
I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. And I started thinking about it. Wow, the Great Exchange. God has joy for sorrow. God has healing for sickness, freedom from bondage, peace from anxiety and depression.
Wow, that is really good. You know, I believe that when you became a Christian, a great exchange took place in your life. You know, Jesus Christ took your place. He died for you on the cross, and all of your sins were placed upon Jesus, and, you know, he died in your stead, and there was a great transaction that Jesus got all of your sins and all of your guilt, and think about that, and you received his righteousness as your new position in Christ. And I love that the Apostle Paul expressed this great spiritual principle in the word. He said, he, meaning God, made him, you know, Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:21. But
I like
it so ties in with what you're saying. I just love that foundational breakdown.
I like the scripture, Isaiah 53:5-6. It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
That is so good. You know, I think that if we really take a good look at that scripture in Isaiah, and that was from the New King James Version, but it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. See that? How do we recognize the great exchange? Well, we can look into scripture and we can see that he was bruised for our iniquities. See, he did something for us. There was a trade, and the chastisement for our peace was on him. And, you know, it's like, I always look at it this way. You remember that story about the bag of groceries? You go to the grocery store and you go to pay for all of your groceries, and somebody says, well, that's already been taken care of.
That's amazing.
You ever had somebody buy your groceries or buy something for you?
I just had that happen just a couple days ago. Actually, it was the day before Valentine's Day. It was a few days ago. And I was buying some groceries, just a few things at Dollar General. And then I had some other stuff as well. And the guy in front of me was like, that's all the food you're getting? I said, well, yeah, I'm just picking up a few things. And he said, well, I'm going to pay for your food. I was like, what? No, that's not necessary. And he's like, no, I want to. And so I had to allow him to do it because I pray and believe God for favor in my life. And
yeah, that's
God
true.
God blesses me with things. And then if it happens, I don't want to turn away the blessing. So it was only about $15 worth of stuff. But I still was excited that it showed me that God loves me so much that he had the guy in front of me pay $15 for my food.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, what's happening there is, you know, you got a bill, but he became the substitute for your bill. And it ties right in with that great exchange that we talk about, you know, is that we had, a relationship with God that was broken. It was broken by sin. It was broken by, you know, all of these things that are keeping us away from God. And, you know, our relationship now as a Christian, if you are a Christian, if you're not, I would encourage you to become one and give your life to Jesus Christ. But our right relationship with God's based on what Jesus did for us on the cross. And, you know, he died as our substitute, just like that guy became the substitute for payment for your groceries. And he said, I want to bless you. God is doing the same thing. He is saying, I want to bless you. And he took our place on the cross and he paid the penalty for our sins, because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's in Romans 6:23 for all of you fanatical scriptural buffs that want to get out there and look all that up. But, you know, it's a powerful thing to see what that great exchange really looks like in our life. Like you said earlier, there's a lot of things that have been exchanged, but if we don't let, you could have said no to that guy, right?
Yes, and I thought about doing that. I tried to do it, actually, and then I started thinking about it, like, wait a minute, why would I turn away the blessing of the Lord?
Right, and, you know, so many times I think, I mean, I know for a fact there's people that I've been with, you know, as a pastor, when they're coming to the end of their life, or they are dealing with a sickness, or they're battling depression or anxiety, and they'll look at me and they'll go, well, I deserve this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lie.
I deserve this because right. I smoked my whole life, so now I have lung cancer. Well, I smoked my whole life, so I deserve this. But what's not happening is they're not appropriating that exchange that, yeah, you smoked your whole life. You were in sin. We're all acknowledging and not saying that you should smoke, or that it doesn't give you cancer. It does. You know, if you're smoking out there, stop. It'll give you cancer. But, you know, if you're going to look at this from a trading and an exchange standpoint, you know, that God has given you healing, and Jesus took your sickness, and yeah, you didn't do things right, but God knew that we wouldn't do things right, and that's why Jesus came and died on the cross for us, so that we could make trades. And I think a lot of people are not willing to make the trade in life for their sickness, because they think the enemy has convinced them that they deserve it.
Right. That's
same true. With prosperity in other areas. I mean, do you see it?
Yeah, I definitely see it. And I think that we need to be careful and watch the words that we speak instead of claiming sickness as your own. Like, it's not your diabetes. It's not your bad back. It's not your allergies. It's not your depression. It's not your bad knee. Give that to Jesus. He already took it on the cross. We already said he was wounded for our transgressions, and he took it by his stripes we are healed. So if he took that from us, we don't need to claim it as our own.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there are constantly thinking and expecting bad things to happen to them. And I've seen it. It's that negative mindset,
Eeyore.
You know, yeah,
like Eeyore. Oh, it's gonna rain today.
Yeah,
oh
bother, here
my
we
bad
go again.
Knee. I can feel it now. My bad knee's hurting because of my arthritis, and when the weather gets bad, it really starts to hurt again. And they're just expecting bad things to happen.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to that, it's like, what are you expecting? I think maybe we could talk about that. You know, what are you believing for in your life?
Yeah, like when you're pregnant, there's this book out there that's called What to Expect When You're Expecting, and it's exciting to look at it. They probably have an app for it right now, but back in the day when I was older and had, since I'm a lot older than a lot of people out there, they had a book that you would read, and it would tell you, like, your baby's the size of a small orange or an avocado or a green bean or whatever, and you would get excited, like, wow, this
green bean?
Well, some sort of bean.
Okay.
But anyway, it's growing inside you and you're expecting, like, wow, this baby's coming. So you start planning, you get the room ready, you have baby showers, you get everything ready because you know that eventually this baby's going to come out. And that's how it is with our healing. We're trusting God.
Yeah.
And hey, I might not see the manifestation of it now, but I know what the word of God says. I know what the promises of the Lord said, that by Jesus' stripes I was healed. So no matter what I'm feeling right now, I'm expecting that God's word will not return void, and that I, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed, and I'm going to walk in that, and I'm going to keep confessing the word over my life.
That's really good. I think if we're expecting bad things to happen, they probably will. And if we're expecting good things to happen and we put our trust and our hope in God and in the Word of God, I think good things will begin to happen. I think that that is really a key. And, you know, when you talk about expectancy, I think what you're really talking about is faith. Are you putting faith in, you know, I think a lot of times people worry all the time. You know, they're constantly worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying. Well, what they're doing is they're putting expectation or faith in what could happen wrong.
That's true.
In their life. And they're seeing things from what could go wrong rather than looking at it from a perspective of what could go right.
Exactly.
And that puts them in fear.
Right.
So you've got that expectancy of what could be wrong pushing you into fear, which fear brings torment. We know that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So if we expect good things to happen, you know, why aren't we looking at, you know, our situation and saying, you know, I'm battling a sickness. Well, why wouldn't God heal me today? I believe that His word is true about my life. And, you know, like you said, we may get a cold and we're believing God for that cold to go away. And you know what? We may have to fight through that cold, you know, but that's because maybe healing overall in our life and our faith level is still at that green bean phase. And it's inside us and it's growing, but you know, we've got to be willing to grow our faith and be willing to let God, you know, help us to begin to understand His word and to trust it. You know, I think trust is built many times over time. You know, the Bible says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Well, I think a lot of times we're willing to trust God with pieces of our heart, but there are other pieces that we don't necessarily release or trust with. And I think that's where we run into this spot where we have to overcome in the area of the great exchange.
Yes, you know? And we need to be careful too, because a lot of times people say, oh, it's flu season. Oh, it's time that you're preparing for a sickness. Like, why would you prepare that you're going to get sick? Like, oh, every year I get this sickness. Don't speak that over your life. No, I don't have to have the flu. I don't have to receive a cold. And I don't care what season it is. I'm in the season of healing. I'm walking in the righteousness of God. I'm walking in everything that God has for me. And that includes divine health.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, something happens within you. And, you know, as you believe on Him as your personal Savior, you know, you become a new person with a new motivation and new interest and new principles. You know, the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man or woman, you know, we can kind of always exchange that out in the Bible, but therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. You know, what are those old things? It's your old fears, your old anxieties, your sicknesses, your diseases, your shortcomings, your inabilities all become new when you give your life to Jesus. I just think it's powerful.
In Ephesians 3:20, the Bible says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, you know, I think that we always have to remember that, you know, that great exchange is something that we have to continually remind ourselves of, because the world's trying to sell us back into slavery. You know, Jesus has set us free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But the world wants us to buy back into its system and fear and doubt and unbelief, you know, and everything that the world is pushing at us literally kind of moves us in that direction that, hey, I know you made the exchange, but was it the right thing to do? Or, you know, that exchange you made wasn't as good a deal as you think it was. You should come back over and live life with me over here in my camp. You know, darkness is way more fun. You know, it's like partying. You know, we think, all right, well, I've given my life to Jesus. And I gave my life to Jesus and I quit drinking. I quit partying. I didn't need drugs anymore, because technically I was really just medicating my lack of joy in my life with fake joy that I was trying to create through, you know, partying and all that. But when I gave my life to Jesus, I exchanged the drugs and the false medicated joy that I was getting from all of that with a new joy that was only found in the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord became my strength.
Yes.
And in that strength, I didn't need to feel this desire to have to party or create fake joy anymore, because I had the real article. I made the exchange, and my old life passed away, and all things became new, and Jesus set me free, and he whom the Son sets free
is free indeed. Now, what do you do while you're waiting? Let's say you're waiting for that breakthrough, and you haven't seen that healing manifest in your life. Well, you need, first of all, like you said, trust in the Lord with
right.
all your heart.
Plant the seed of the word in your heart.
Speak the word and scriptures over your life and start confessing the word over your situation, and also listen to worship music. And you have to see it before you see it. You actually have
That's
to
really
see
good,
yourself
man.
Heal.
Explain that a little bit more.
See yourself healed before you actually see it. I
yeah.
remember hearing a story that Andrew Womack talked about, a lady who had a problem with her eyesight. And
right.
the guy, she closed her eyes, and the guy prayed for her eyes, and he's like, "Can you see?" And she opened her eyes, and he said, "Shut your eyes." Then he told her again, "Now, can you see?" And she opened her eyes. He's like, "Shut your eyes." He kept telling her to shut her eyes. And then finally she got it. She was like, "Oh, wow, I'm supposed
wants
to actually
me to
see
myself before seeing. I see. See yourself seeing.
See
I
myself
love that.
Seeing." And then she opened her eyes and she actually could see. And
wow.
the blindness was gone. And I remember my mom telling me a story about when she was in her 20s, how she used to have to wear reading glasses, and she felt like she was too young for that, and she had just gotten saved at a Billy Graham crusade, and she was all excited and started learning more and more about faith, so she decided that she was going to trust God that he was healing her eyes, that she wouldn't have to wear these glasses anymore, and she put the glasses on, and she was trying to read, and she thought, "Oh no, did my eyes get worse? Because I can't see this." And then when she took her glasses off, she realized she could see perfectly, and that she was like that for about 30 years until she was like in her late 40s or early 50s that she started needing reading glasses again.
Right.
But she went almost 30 years without having to wear any kind of reading glasses.
Wow, that's a pretty cool story. You know, I think our biggest issue in all of this with the Great Exchange is that we try to limit God many times. You know, don't limit God, everybody. In Ephesians 3:20, the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that
works in us,
you know, and this confirms that God can do greater things beyond our imagination in order to show his might, in order to show his, you know, supreme, you know, rule. And we have to allow God to do that. But, you know, if we limit him, I think that if we're saying that that exchange isn't enough, or it didn't happen. I think many times we can actually belittle the cross by actually not believing that it was enough
right.
for whatever situation that we're facing. You know, we all face some really extreme situations in our life. We've lost loved ones. We've lost jobs. We've been through scenarios and situations of abuse and things like that. But if we can believe that the power of God is at work within us, and the love of God is that power, okay? And love is what that really, that great exchange is really about. You know, God gave us and commended his love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and he gave his life to us so that we could be free from all of that, and that is just the power of the gospel.
Amen.
It's the great exchange.
I like Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So we can put our hope and trust in God that he has great plans for us. He thinks great things
for
us.
He's got a future for you.
He loves us so much, and part of that loving us is for us to walk in divine health and healing.
And I think in order to do that, you know, we live the Christian life by grace and through faith. So we have to have grace and live through faith, you know. And it says in Colossians, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude." You know, how did you receive Christ? You received him into your heart by grace, through faith. And so then, just as you received Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. and be rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I mean, you've got scriptures like Galatians 2:20 that are out there.
I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live by the faith, I live by the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me.
That's the great exchange. I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live. I've laid my life down and exchanged my life for his life. If we can get that, I think we can really experience the power of God in our life, that we're not living for us. We are living for the life that God has chosen for us in the great exchange. You know, our exchange was that not my will, but yours be done. That's what Jesus said. He made the great exchange. He was God, and being found in the form of God, he humbled himself and became a servant, and he became a human being, and then he laid his life down into the most gruesome death that there was of ever in history. You know, they don't punish anybody like crucifixion anymore, and he exchanged our punishment for his righteousness, because he didn't deserve any of that, but he did it in our place.
Thank you, Jesus.
He
That's amazing.
Gave his life so that we could experience the life of God in him that God always intended for us. And that's that, you know, that's what I'm talking about. It's, you know, not I, but Christ lives in me. And that Christ is in you is the hope of glory.
Yes.
In Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you is God's hope that you would bring glory to the Lord in your life through the great exchange. I believe that God is trying to get us to bring glory to him through our lives.
Amen. In Mark 10:27, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible if you put your trust and hope in him.
That's amazing. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk more about the great exchange.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. Venues located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Kevin and Lisa, my lovely wife, and it's
Hello.
Her birthday.
Thank you so much.
We got to say happy birthday.
Yay.
And you know, we're talking about a great exchange. She's like, you better be exchanging some money for a gift for me for my birthday, buddy. So I'm just kidding. But guys, we're just so glad that you joined us today. We hope you're getting a little bit of encouragement out of this. Let's talk a little bit more about this great exchange that's going on in the world with Jesus and our life. And, you know, it works. It works towards healing. It works towards all different areas. If you can learn to figure this out and appropriate it, I think it'll be life-changing.
I heard a cool miracle story that Jerry Seville shared about his daughter when she was a baby, less than a year old. She was in the nursery at church, and a rocking chair cut the two tips of her fingers off right at the first knuckle, where the nail was gone and everything. The whole knuckle, like her bone was showing.
Yeah, the bone and everything was
gone. She was bleeding. She was in pain.
Wow.
And the nursery worker just gave him the tips of the fingers wrapped in a napkin. And then Kenneth Copeland came up to him.
It's got
to
be a horrible day as a nursery worker.
Kenneth Copeland came up to him, and he prayed against the pain. He prayed that the bleeding would stop, and the little girl just fell asleep in his arms. And he went ahead and stayed for the rest of the service. And then Ken Copeland said, well, you can see the bones are showing through her fingers, so I think you should probably go get that sewn up. You know, you can still stand in faith and believe, but just go get those taken care of. So he went to the doctor, the hospital, and it was a Buddhist doctor, and he took those fingertips and just threw them in the garbage. He's like, there's nothing we can do with that. She's going to be missing those two fingers. There's not going to be any nail growing there. Those fingers will be shorter for the rest of her life. And he said, nope, that's not going to happen. God's going to restore her fingers to perfect size, and she's going to have fingernails. So the doctor looked over at Jerry Seville's wife and said, listen, your husband's delusional, because that cannot happen.
Right.
So they just stood in faith. He wrapped his fingers up and said, we'll see you in 6 weeks.
We're going to make an exchange here.
He started praying. He stopped watching TV. He only prayed and believed God. He only told the story about what was happening with his daughter's fingers to those he knew that would stand and believe with him. And when they went back to the doctor and the doctor unwrapped her fingers, he said, oh, my God. He raised his hands in the air. Oh, my God. And he looked and he said, how did this happen? Her fingernails are there. Her fingers are there. You couldn't even tell that anything had happened to her fingers.
Right.
He said, not your God, my God, because my God is a God of healing. Well, that guy wound up telling his wife about the story. She wound up giving her heart to the Lord. The doctor himself wound up giving his heart to the Lord. So it was an amazing miracle, and they both gave their hearts to the Lord through it all.
Yeah, I love that, because the exchange life is a spirit-filled life, you know, and since, you know, it's a walk of faith. I love that they were able to take a step in faith in that story and just believe. They're
trust
like,
God.
We're going to believe God for fingers to come back and
they
to
never
grow
wavered.
Back. And they just stood on it. And I love that, you know. And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit and you have a miracle and need a miracle, He'll do the same for
Amen.
You. He'll bring it to pass. Well,
yes,
we hope
will.
You enjoyed the program. Have a wonderful day, each and every one of you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.